Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, our Caleb Swenson talks with Carly Rubenser from Chippewa Falls Middle School about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign to help Feed My People Food Bank. And also, we'll hear from Laura McGuire with the American Red Cross as they call for nominations for their Hero Awards in March. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. On Friday's WIB Wake Up Show, our Caleb Swenson spoke with Carly Rubenser, social emotional interventionist at Chippewa Falls Middle School, about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, reaching until December 14th, trying to match and even exceed the $6,000 committed to Feed My People from very many generous businesses in and around the Chippewa Valley.
You're joining us today to talk about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign as someone who sees this every day, the impact of hunger among children, but also the impact positively, Carly, when children are fed, when they get what they need.
A free grocery store in our school, and the numbers of students using that have skyrocketed. Recently, the pounds of food that are flying out of our school has also increased. So this is so awesome that you do this each year, because it is so needed and it's so important that kids and families can have food at home and they do not have to worry about where their meal comes from.
I think any parent knows that things have kind of changed in the world too, and there's more pressures on our children than ever before. And there's a lot of positive things with the internet and social media, a lot of positive things, but there's a lot of really negative things. And so there are so many pressures on our children. And I think if added to that, the food insecurity, meaning not knowing where the next meal is coming from, if that's added to it, it's just sometimes that can just be too much, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well for a child to handle. And no child should have to be worrying about that.
Completely agree. I think our students have a peace of mind knowing that it's in our school, and that they can shop once a week, more if needed, and they know that they will have food no matter what.
Let's talk about how Feed My People, Carly, comes alongside and partners with you. Unless anyone, because I know WWIB, we reach all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. We really want to make very clear, again, you're local here in Chippewa Falls. But what Feed My People does with you, they are doing with over 260 partner food pantries all across a 14-county area in West Central Wisconsin. So I don't want anyone to think, hey, this is just a Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire thing. They are all over. But what does Feed My People do to come alongside you and help stock those shelves at your Cardinal Market pantry?
Well, our Cardinal Market would not exist without Feed My People Food Bank. They are incredible. They are my number one food source. And I get a delivery once a week. And without them, we wouldn't be able to have this. Right now, we do have donations rolling in from the community, from our students, the McDonald school system. They did a food drive. So the community members have been very generous as well at our school. We're doing a competition in-house right now, too, to supplement what we get from Feed My People Food Bank, because they're also feeling the effects of the food shortage. So we try to supplement as much as we can to make sure that our shelves are full.
And again, what Feed My People does, it's incredible the way they can rescue food and then get it to those who need it. But I think some people might think, oh, well, if they're just rescuing food that would be thrown out otherwise, well, then it's all free. No, it's when you're talking about distribution and infrastructure and the gas expense and vehicle expense and storage expense and all these different things that come into play.
And the volunteers they have.
This is, you know, again, this is why it's so important to fund them financially and to do so more generously than ever before. And you guys, again, are one of their partners. But literally, again, I think I saw the number 260 plus partners that they have all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. And this need is not localized to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. This is all over the place. And I'm sure what you see in your middle school, elementary, middle school, high school, is seen all throughout our state.
And we just had the Feed My People Food Bank Conference. And that was something that was stressed among all participants, was the amount of people needing food. So it's not just in Chippewa Falls, it is, you know, all throughout the area. And again, I just want to stress the importance of the funding that Feed My People and the donations that they receive. It directly impacts children and families with the food that they can purchase and rescue for then us.
A couple other things. Carly Rubenzer, social emotional interventionist from the Chippewa Falls Middle School, joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, talking about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. Just a couple other things I wanted to have you discuss before we let you go here. Want to talk about how this impacts parents positively. But first, can you talk about, again, what you see at the middle school level for a child when they're hungry versus when they're fed, in terms of how they interact with their peers, with their teachers, with their education in general? What happens when a child isn't getting what they need?
Well, when basic needs aren't met, learning definitely comes second. And we have seen that many times firsthand. So that's why we have tried to eliminate hunger and clothing and basic hygiene supplies. We offer all of that at our school for free. And if a child does not have their basic needs met, they aren't ready or willing to learn. So then we see behaviors, we see their mental health plummet, we see poor attendance issues. So by bridging that gap, I think we have improved a lot of situations that probably would not be going very well.
Yeah, yeah. And again, on the positive side, when people say, well, what does it really do when I give to Feed My People, when I help these local food pantries like your Cardinal Market in the Chippewa Falls Middle School, when children do have those basic needs met, I'm sure you see that turnaround when it's like, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat when I go home from school. I don't have to worry about not having a winter coat. I don't have to worry about not having the supplies, the basic hygiene things, and especially middle school is really rough. It's tough. But when they have those, again, just basic needs cared for, that can turn around a child's whole perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I think it gets them to school too.
Yeah.
For students that maybe wouldn't be coming regularly, I think it has helped improve attendance. It has developed relationships with myself, since I'm in the market when they shop, and those students. I have regular shoppers that have been coming, if they're in eighth grade, for 3 years now. So we have a really great relationship.
Yeah.
I know them. I know about their family. So I think it has a ripple effect that I have seen firsthand then, when they know that they're going to get food and their families know that they're bringing food home too.
And I think that's the final thing I want to address, is how it impacts their families. Because I know, because I hear things out there, that a lot of people think that if a child doesn't have what they need, that it's because the parent is lazy, because they don't care, because they're not taking care of their child's needs. And I know, speaking with a counterpart of yours in the Eau Claire School District, and I'm sure you could testify to this as well, it hurts the hearts of these parents the vast majority of the time when their children don't have what they need, and they are trying and trying and trying, and it is just killing them inside to not be able to provide. And yes, there are some outliers, but I think the vast majority of parents desperately want to provide for their children and just don't have enough. And so to be able to come alongside and say, hey, we're going to put our arms around you and help your family by helping your child, that does wonders.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, for me, it doesn't even really matter what the situation is. If a child is in need, we help.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily even concern myself with how they got to where they are. I'm just going to help if they need it, because that's my number one job at school, is to make sure that kids are safe and fed and have what they need to be the most successful they can at CFMS.
Well, Carly, we appreciate you so much coming in. We appreciate your heart. Again, I visited your Cardinal Market pantry before. I've seen what you guys are doing. And again, I know maybe just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the need and how it's growing all throughout here in Western and Central Wisconsin. And so we just want to, again, with this 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, do what we can to come alongside Feed My People and offer some hope, and especially at this time of year, to kids and families, such an important thing to do.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you so much for having us and highlighting our market. Just a, you know, small part of the puzzle here, but it's an important one. So thank you so much.
R. Caleb Swenson with Carly Rubenzer, social-emotional interventionist at the Chippewa Falls Middle School. on our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. Join us. Be a part of it. Help us try to match and exceed the $6,000 given by many area businesses in support of Feed My People. Also on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, I spoke Friday with Laura McGuire, who's the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross of the Wisconsin region, as they sent out word in the past few days that they're looking for everyday heroes, people who step up in moments of crisis, lend a hand to neighbors in need, or create lasting change in their communities. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin accepting these nominations through the end of the year to honor these remarkable individuals and organizations at one of several upcoming chapter-hosted events across the state, one of which will be right here in Eau Claire at the Florian Gardens on March 12th, their annual Northwest Heroes Breakfast.
We're just really excited for people to nominate their local heroes. The Red Cross loves to find people that are really connected to our mission. We know Wisconsin is filled with everyday heroes, people who step in a moment's crisis, lend a hand to a neighbor. They just really, you know, do wonderful things in the community. And what we're asking is for people to nominate these local heroes. If we don't know about them, we can't give them the love that they so much deserve. So we are asking people to go to redcross.org/Wisconsin to nominate their hero. And we are asking for nominations by December 31st. We then honor them in March, as you said, at a Northwest Heroes Breakfast. And that is at the Florian Gardens. And some of the categories that we are looking for heroes in is if you know somebody who might be a frequent blood donor, somebody that impacted their community, possibly are working with disaster relief, emergency services, perhaps it's a military hero, or maybe it's even a youth or young adult. These are all the categories that we are looking for. And we have a number of different categories that you can refer to with a little bit longer of an explanation on our website. And we're just, you know, making the call for heroes.
Yeah, you've got a bunch of different categories. One of them is the Blood Services Hero. The nominee can be an individual or organization that's involved in activity that creates awareness of the importance of blood donation in the community, helps to ensure a sufficient and safe blood supply is available to those in need, and or acts as an activist for the blood community at large. Right, Laura?
Correct. We're looking for frequent donors, possibly blood donor sponsors, someone that's doing something good for our biomed division of the Red Cross.
Another category is the community impact hero, of which the description says the nominee has displayed leadership and commitment to the community by making a positive, noticeable, and significant impact in our community. The nominee has identified a community need and created a program or service or ensured access to essential services. Could include food service, postal service, public transportation, janitorial service, etc., or otherwise took action to address community needs.
Absolutely. We know our communities are filled with really great people.
Another one, disaster relief hero. The nominee is an individual who has exhibited heroic efforts in any or all of the areas of disaster relief. We know the great work the Red Cross does. This includes preparedness, response, or recovery during a natural disaster or emergency situation through mission-driven response assistance to people in need. The nominees exhibited heroism in response to an emergency situation or is involved in an ongoing commitment to a community that experienced a disaster through an act or acts of kindness, courage, or unselfishness in response to an identified need.
Absolutely. We are looking for those disaster relief heroes who really give with their hearts in a moment's notice and help people in need.
A few more categories. The emergency response hero, healthcare hero, is a nominee who is a professional or volunteer serving as a law enforcement official, firefighter, first responder, or in the medical or healthcare field. The nominee exhibited heroism in their response to an emergency on or off duty through acts of courage and unselfishness in response to an identified need.
Absolutely. The emergency response hero can be someone who did a life-saving act. Perhaps they administered CPR, the Heimlich maneuver, or, you know, are just really active with emergency response in the community.
The military hero is another category. This nominee is a U.S. service member, active reserve and guard, veteran, or military supporter or organization that serves the military community. The nominee could have been on or off duty at the time of the heroic event. The situation doesn't have to be associated with the use of skills directly related to his or her profession. The nominee either exhibited heroism in their response to an emergency situation or is involved in an ongoing commitment to the community through an act of kindness, courage, or unselfishness in response to an unidentified need. This award may be awarded posthumously or also to someone who's supported military members and their families.
We love our veterans. Anyone who might know of a military hero, please make sure and nominate them.
A couple more here. The Red Cross hero or Good Samaritan nominee is an individual who has helped another person in critical need utilizing skills taught in or aligned with an American Red Cross training program, CPR, AED, first aid, BLS, basic life support, babysitting, caregiving, lifeguarding, water safety, or an adult who's volunteered with the American Red Cross in any capacity and has served for an extraordinary length of time as a special skill set or has held multiple volunteer roles.
Yep. So our communities are really filled with people that go up and above. And the Good Samaritan is just one example of a really great hero that sometimes might go unnoticed.
Two more categories. The youth and young adult hero is somebody under 24. This nominee is a Red Cross club member advisor, or an individual which demonstrated courage, initiative, and or compassion in the spirit of the American Red Cross in service to another individual or the community. The eligible nominee has performed an act of heroism involving an unusual, significant, or unexpected incident requiring a courageous or unselfish reaction in a crisis or time of need. The nominee can be involved in an ongoing commitment to the community through an act of kindness, courage, or unselfishness in response to an identified need.
Yep, we are looking for possibly youth that are involved in their community and giving back. We'd love to showcase some light on them and how their good works are affecting humanity.
And finally, the last but not least category for these American Red Cross Hero Awards is the hero of a lifetime. And this one's maybe the shortest description. It says the nominee is an individual who's lived a life of service and dedication to others, incorporating the values of the American Red Cross and making a profound difference in his or her community.
Yep. This could be a lifelong volunteer who has been helping us in so many different ways, or someone that's truly extraordinary. We are looking to honor them with a Heroes Award.
So again, for the WWIB and WOGO listening area, and again, the eligible counties here for the Northwest Heroes Breakfast March 12th at the Florian Gardens are Ashland, Barron, Bayfield, Burnett, Chippewa, Clark, Dunn, Eau Claire, Pierce, Pepin, Polk, Price, Rusk, Sawyer, St. Croix, Taylor, and Washburn. And they're all in our listening area, so it fits very well.
Very good. Yes, absolutely. Our nominations are open until December 31st, and we welcome anyone to go to our website, redcross.org/Wisconsin, to nominate their heroes. And we go through a selection of all the nominations with a board, and from there, we identify the top hero in each of the categories.
Terrific. I think it's great you guys do this. And again, it's wonderful in terms of what the Red Cross does here and elsewhere, obviously. And so we wish you the best and hope you get some nominations even from this conversation. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you for sharing our story.
Laura McGuire, Regional Communication Manager for the American Red Cross of the Wisconsin region, talking about the nominations they're receiving through the end of the year for their Northwest Heroes Breakfast, where those heroes will be honored at the Florian Gardens in Eau Claire on March 12th, as they have been in recent past years. And in our opening segment, we heard Carly Rubenzer, social-emotional interventionist from Chippewa Falls Middle School, talking with our Caleb Swenson about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, trying to raise support, match, and exceed the $6,000 given by generous businesses. Learn more by clicking on the banner at WWIB.com. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.